aside tomorrow to a day of Thanksgiving. And I want to read to you here something by a man that that was instrumental in this being the case. He was our first president in the establishment of Thanksgiving Day, the Thanksgiving holiday. And let me just read this and then say a thing or two about it, and then we'll get into having some of you fellas tell us, some of you brethren tell us what's on your heart. But here, the title of this, General Thanksgiving, by the President of the United States of America, a proclamation. Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the Almighty, acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have by their joint committee requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many signal favors of God, of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Now, therefore, I do recommend and assign Thursday, the 26th day of November, next, to be devoted by the people of these states to the service of that great and glorious being, who is the beneficent author of all good that was, that is, or that will be, that we may then all unite in rendering unto Him our sincere and humble thanks for His kind care and protection of the people of this country, previous to their becoming a nation, for the signal and manifold mercies and the favorable impositions of His providence, which we experienced in the course and conclusion of the late war, for the great degree of tranquility, union, and plenty, which we have since enjoyed, for the peaceable and rational manner in which we have been enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted, for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed, and the means we have of acquiring and diffusing useful knowledge, and in general, for all the great and various favors which He hath been pleased to confer upon us. And also that we may then unite in most humbly offering our prayers and supplications to the great Lord and Ruler of nations, and beseech Him to pardon our national and other transgressions, to enable us all, whether in public or private stations, to perform our several and relative duties properly and punctually, to render our national government a blessing to all the people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness unto us, and to bless them with good government, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue, and the increase of science among them and us, and generally to grant unto all mankind such a degree of temporal prosperity as He alone knows to be best. Given under my hand at the city of New York, the third day of October in the year of our Lord, 1789, George Washington. Now, it's said historically that George Washington was a man that daily would read the Bible, that he would pray daily. And we can see that by that reading and by that looking into the Word of God, it had an effect on his thinking and his desire, did it not? Yeah, it did. And oh, that the Lord would be pleased to bless us with statesmen that had this mind and this attitude. Amen? It would be a blessing indeed. And that's what we need to pray for. That's what I allude to when we read over the prayer list each service nearly, and ask that the Lord would be pleased to give us leadership that would pursue righteousness, to be of a mind like this. like this. Turn your Bibles, if you will, to Psalms 100. And no doubt, George Washington read this psalm during the course of his life. And the Lord blessed Brother Chad and us with a wonderful, great message Sunday night about Thanksgiving. That was truly a blessing, and I thank the Lord for that. It was good. It was good. And a blessing from the Lord for us. And so, a time of Thanksgiving, a national day of Thanksgiving, and this passage speaks to that. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord, what's it say? With gladness. Come before His presence with singing. And that's as we meet to worship, as we look forward to the worship services, is this the desire of our hearts and minds? As we live every day and are before His presence every moment, is this our attitude? And I know the world and the things of the world, the responsibilities that each one has, I know that they pull at us. They pull at us. They work on us. But all that we might keep this ever before us. Know ye, verse 3, that the Lord, He is God. I think George Washington knew that, didn't he? He knew the Lord was God. Can you imagine someone, a statesman, a politician, a leader in our nation, saying such a thing today? Well, they would. They'd shoot at him from the not the physical sense, but from the standpoint of condemning, running it down, belittling it, maligning it. It would be the case. Know ye the Lord that He is God. It is He that hath made us. It's He that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people. And the sheep of His pasture. And oh, that we remember that. And every moment of life, remember that. And especially in this time of Thanksgiving. Enter into His gates with thanksgiving. The Lord told the woman there at the well at Sychar, He said, neither in this mountain nor at Jerusalem will folks be worshiping. But those that worship the Lord will worship Him in spirit and in truth. It's a continual kind of thing, isn't it? And that's not to the exclusion or the detriment by any means of the Lord's Day, the first day of the week that the Lord's given to His church to meet together to worship Him. No, not at all. But that ought to be us worshiping and entering before the Lord with thanksgiving continually as individuals, and then for sure when we meet together. Amen? Enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. No beginning, no end. Everlasting. From everlasting to everlasting. And His truth endureth, praise God for it, His truth endureth to all generations. I praise the Lord that it made it, His truth endured to my generation. Aren't you glad? Amen.